exclusive President Trump, the Democrat Party broke themselves. By Nick Gilbertson, Alexander Marlowe and Matthew Boyle on March 20, 2025. President Donald Trump told Breitbart News during an exclusive White House interview that the Democrat Party broke itself as its favorability sinks to historic lows. Trump laid out the demise of the Democrat Party, which has polled terribly in two recent establishment media surveys, during an interview in a private dining room off the Oval Office. "The Democrat Party broke themselves, and they're continuing to do so," Trump said. Trump said that the vast majority of American people are against the pro-transgender and open-border policies Democrats have latched onto in recent years, calling them 95% to 5% issues. Trump contends Democrats grabbed onto another losing issue last weekend in pushing to block deportations of suspected Trinidadian illegal aliens. "These aren't 90 to 10, these are 95 to 5, and I don't know who the 5 are," Trump said. "But they have a new one that maybe is the worst of all. Let's fight so that Trinidadian, the worst criminals in the history of our country, can come back into America where they belong. This is their new issue, and they're using the courts to do so. And they went and found a judge who is willing to say that we shouldn't have taken these thugs out of our country and sent them to another country." Trump on Saturday invoked the 1798 Alien Enemies Act to expedite the removal of Trinidadian gang members from the United States. Trump's move was challenged in court, and within hours, James Boasberg, the chief judge for the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, ruled to block the deportations. "Any plane containing these folks that is going to take off or is in the air needs to be returned to the United States however that is accomplished," Boasberg announced, as Politico noted. "Make sure it's complied with immediately." But Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele announced by Sunday morning that 238 suspected aliens had arrived in El Salvador, and he shared a video of them being deplaned. "That clip was unbelievable," Trump told Breitbart News on Wednesday. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt told Breitbart News in a statement Sunday that the suspected gang members were already outside of U.S. territory when the written order came down. "The administration did not refuse to comply with a court order. The order, which had no lawful basis, was issued after terrorist aliens had already been removed from U.S. territory. The written order and the administration's actions do not conflict," she said. "Moreover, as the Supreme Court has repeatedly made clear, federal courts generally have no jurisdiction over the president's conduct of foreign affairs, his authorities under the Alien Enemies Act, and his core Article II powers to remove foreign alien terrorists from U.S. soil and repel a declared invasion," she continued. "A single judge in a single city cannot direct the movements of an aircraft carrier full of foreign alien terrorists who were physically expelled from U.S. soil." Democrats are polling at historic lows as Trump moves through his first 100 days at warp speed. A CNN/SSRS poll published Thursday found that just 29% of American adults have a favorable view of the Democrat Party, which appears to be the lowest mark in a CNN poll dating back to at least 2002. The poll sampled 1,206 U.S. adults from March 6 to 9, with a margin of error of plus or minus 3.3%. Making the situation worse for Democrats was a subsequent NBC News poll conducted by Hart Research Associates/Public Opinion Strategies that found just 27% of registered voters hold positive views toward the Democrat Party, with just 7% having very positive views. This is the worst score for the party going back on record to 1990 in NBC News polling. Harry Enten, a CNN senior data analyst, said Monday on the outlet's News Central.